Hello and welcome to the Economic Week in Review for October 23rd through 27th, 2006. My name is Jonathan Andrew Walter. You may read show notes as well as references to this podcast where I've compiled the reports at jawspeak.com. I create this podcast because I believe in the long run, economic fundamentals are going to drive market returns. In my early 20s, I've invested quite a bit for the last 10 years, and I've been burned a few times trying to chase the market, and sometimes I've been pretty excited. I want to move from present tense thinking to moving ahead looking at underlying economic trends. So I hope that my research and my learning doing this podcast also helps you. Please send me feedback if it does help you to jaw@jawspeak.com. All right, last week, the Federal Reserve Board announced that it will hold its target for short-term interest rates at 5.25%. Two reports on the housing market showed a continued slump in existing home sales, although there was a surprising increase in the sales of new homes. That increase is due in part to declining prices. Durable goods orders advanced sharply last week, primarily driven by airplane orders, and Friday's report on Q3 GDP showed slowing growth, as we're seeing in other indicators. For the week, the S&P 500 index rose 1.0% to 1,377, and the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 12 basis points to 4.67%. September's existing home sales data came out, and it showed continued weakening in the housing market. Sales of existing homes declined to 6.18 million units on a month-to-month basis, which is down 1.9%. Housing prices also dipped on a year-to-year basis, declining by 2.2%. September sales data is the weakest since January 2004, with a turnover off 14% from 1 year ago, and turnover off about 16% from the high in June of 2005. The decline is nearly uniform across U.S. regions, and inventories are remaining high. The FOMC held the target federal funds rate steady at 5.25%. It has had, in its previous two meetings, the same conclusion. So we've had three of the last three meetings all holding at 5.25%. In discussing the decision, the FOMC cited slowing growth, particularly the weakening housing market. Although core inflation has moved somewhat higher, the Fed expects that inflation pressures will likely moderate in the months ahead, in due part to falling energy prices. The GDP deflator, which is an inflation measure, was up at just 1.8% annualized. That was down from 3.3% in each of the four preceding quarters. Lower energy prices only pulled that down, though, about 0.2%. It appears that inflation is moderating in response to slower economic growth. September's orders for manufactured durable goods rose 7.8%. That's a larger-than-expected gain, and the increase was largely driven by civilian aircraft orders, as orders for transportation equipment rose by about 28%, which is the largest increase since June way back in 2000. Gains in other sectors were more modest. September's new home sales also exceeded analysts' expectations. According to the Commerce Department, September sales of new homes were 1.075 million units, up 5.3% from August's downwardly revised figure. In the Northeast, sales were down by 34.5% compared with August. New home prices continued to decline, which also has been helping to ease high inventories. Third quarter GDP numbers were released on Friday. Growth is slowing, down to a 1.6% annualized rate from the second quarter's pace of 2.6%. First quarter, FYI, first quarter 2006 growth was a steamy 5.6%. Home building plunged 17.4% in the third quarter, and that led to a subtraction of one full percentage point from overall growth. Trade also hurt GDP because exports increased, but imports grew at a faster rate. The economy is definitely slowing. However, in Q3, investment in equipment and software was a bright spot, growing at an annualized rate of 6.4%. Consumer spending rose at a 3.1% annual rate. Business investment was up at an 8.6% annual rate. Payroll increases, wage growth, and strong profit trends will keep those categories at steady rates, keeping GDP growth from slowing dramatically. Oil prices rose just to over $60 a barrel. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Please leave me anything you can at my blog, jawspeak.com.